Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe Podcast,
a podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community, or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show!
Hey everybody, welcome to another show of the Savvy Scribe Podcast. I'm Janine Kalbach, your host, and today is one of my favorite topics because it's something I use every single day in my business, and it's called ClickUp. If you haven't heard of ClickUp, stay tuned. You're going to learn all about it. If you've heard of it and you're using it, you're just going to hear today like what I really love about it and whatnot. If you are really interested in today's topic, it's all about operations, and that is our topic for May. And what I mean by that is we have master classes within our membership, and every month is a different topic. April is pricing, May is operations, and there's more to come. I'll let you be in the dark for that for now. But that's why these episodes that I'm doing and the episodes from our guests this month are all focused on operations, because that's what we're going to go with. So let's jump right into it, all about ClickUp and how it's one of the most robust tools and the best thing I love in my business, besides my people, right? Nurse writers, my project managers, and my editor. Love you guys as well. So let's start with the why. I always like to start with the why. It's a system that goes way beyond a to-do list. It's a project management system. It offers this workspace that gets you to organize projects and tasks and communication all in one place. It keeps me out of my inbox, which is wonderful. It keeps my team organized, keeps my writers organized. And it really is so robust. But the best thing that I love, you can customize pretty much anything you want. That's what I love most about it. You can customize your view, which is what I mean by that. If you've ever used a project management tool like Trello, where they use those board views, and then you could do like a list view and so on and so forth. So it depends whatever I'm working on, what kind of view I like. And that's what's cool is I can go back and forth. There's like a calendar view where you could see when due dates are coming up. You could create your own custom calendar view. So it's just your tasks on there. And it really simplifies my life so much, so much. And if I don't put things in ClickUp, they usually don't get done. If I write them on, these post-it notes that are all over the place, I have to put them into ClickUp or I'll lose it. And it doesn't make sense not to be there. It keeps me organized. What's also cool is within your task, like you can make a task, like for example, your task is like your project name. So project A, for example. And then inside that task, there's like subtasks that you can do so that you can create statuses within those subtasks. So say we need to research and then we need to write the first draft, so on and so forth. When I'm done with researching and I have a deadline and I can change that status to complete, and then I can change or just complete it because the deadline's over, and so on and so forth with every subtask. And then when the whole project's complete, you could just change it to complete. The other thing is it really lets me collaborate with my team members very simply. We have our own like team chat. We also use WhatsApp because it's really quick. I will say with ClickUp, it's like kind of delayed because there's not like a real-time chat. However, it's a nice place where we put in different tasks for each other. We update each other on things. You can refer to different tasks so they could just click on it. So we really like that because it keeps everything in one space. Whereas when we do things like chat, it's just like, hey, Cheryl, did you check on that client? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, everything's good. You know, instead of going back and forth on the ClickUp chat. What else? Like, it also has things called dashboards where you can put your different parts of projects or your, you know, business into one dashboard. Really cool feature. But where do we start with this? And that's where we're going to go into next. So when I onboard someone to ClickUp, I always start with just setting up your workspace. You want to set up custom lists, assigning roles, and leveraging ClickUp to its most that you can. Now, as a freelance writer, you're not going to need much. However, I just got someone asking me the other day, how can I start to up-level my services? If you really like to organize and you really like how things work and you like to make systems and processes, you may become a ClickUp expert. And this may be part of your freelance writing business because you can do whatever you want as a freelance writer. You don't have to write all the time. You can go into the operation side. So it's something that if you like to project manage, if you like to do these things, this is a service that you might start to really be interested in. The other thing you want to do when you start to set up your workspace, you create your spaces. You create some folders and some lists. I like to do my folders for clients and then lists inside those folders for the assignments. And then inside the list, you have your tasks. And then inside there is like subtasks if you need them. It really keeps me organized that way. And then I create my own on the home screen. You can create your own list if you want, your personal list, or you could create your own like filtered list. And what I like to do is put the next 3 days, put them in a list for me so I know what's due, so I'm not behind on anything. I think it's really cool too when you start to use things with a big team. If you're working with a big team and they use ClickUp, you can do things like making dependencies. Like when I schedule podcast episodes, for example, this is how the workflow goes. We have the guests fill out a sheet or a form, and the form goes into ClickUp. Okay. Then we email them and we say like, welcome. And then they have to schedule and they get their scheduling date. And then we go back and forth a little bit on like what exactly we're talking about. And then there's a dependency that all that has to be done before I am triggered to schedule it into Google and to create an image and send over a link for the Google Meet meeting. So it's cool because it doesn't make anybody move ahead. So if it wasn't just me, it's not just me, it's Cheryl too. So Cheryl actually does all that backend stuff. And then it goes to me, hey, Janine, schedule this, schedule that. So I always know like when I'm up to bat, if that makes sense. My husband and I use this too for his business. He has a real estate business and a contracting business. So he has now used ClickUp to track his leads. So where everybody is falling in line, and then he connects Google Sheets and we'll put in like the different project estimates that he's doing. And it really just, again, keeps everything in one place. He has severe ADHD and I try to help him through that stuff. And I think it's really helped him. At least he says it does. But I do. I always say to him now, like, how's your ClickUp going? What's in ClickUp right now? And, you know, we kind of do like reports with one another. However, if you don't stay up on ClickUp, it can get messy. So I always have a once a week thing where I just go in and clean up my ClickUp and keep everything up to date. The other thing you can also do is integrate things. So I like to integrate Google Docs or Google Drive. I like to integrate Zoom. And I like to integrate my email. So I can email writers from ClickUp with their project that they are working on, and they can reply to that email. And as long as it's replied to that email will always stay within that task or project. So I can always refer to that email if they're asking me questions or when I know the project is finished and they say, hey, Janine, it's finished. Thank you. And we can close that out. I also use ClickUp. I didn't even mention this. When I pay my writers. So I use ACH payment for the agency, and we have all of our writers that working on projects. And every month I go in, and at the end of the month is when I pay everybody. When the status is changed to sent to client, then that's set to my filter list. And then I go through and check off people that I'm paying. So everybody gets paid on time. I hope this helped. I know this might sound like a little overwhelming because there's so much, I get so excited about it. I think like everybody should use it, whether it's in your daily life or in your business. But just know that if you start to use the tool, it's very, very, very affordable. There's the free forever plan. But if you start to use some of the automations and integrations, whatever, you just pay a very, very nominal fee that really doesn't even cost you much at all. But if you are interested in this some more, you're interested in your operations for your business, I invite you to come on over to SavvyNurseWriter.com, click on join our membership or join our course, and you'll get 30 free days inside our membership to check it out. And if you like it, you just continue with us. If you don't, that's okay too. But I hope you guys join me next month in May. Well, you might be hearing this. If you are already listening to this episode and we already did our masterclass, don't worry. You don't have to worry. There's always a replay. So join us in June as well, and so on and so forth, if you're ready to build your business. And I'll be right by your side. Take care. You guys all have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.